7:39, this 1340 WJOL. Good morning. It's Friday, October 16th, 2020. Guys, I don't know how to act this morning. I know we're not supposed to talk, you know, shop or anything like that, but our engineers did a lot of work on our signal yesterday. I mean, a lot of work, and it sounds awesome. Scott Childers, Greg Buchwald, thank you. We had something go wrong. It got fixed, and I don't know how to act. I'm sure our listeners noticed a huge difference this morning as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's night and day. Gentlemen, thank you very much for doing that. I'm like a kid on Christmas morning.
Full power, baby.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Erin Gallagher is with a group called Stop North Point. She joins us this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Earlier this week, they filed a lawsuit in court wanting to stop Joliet and North Point. Erin, good morning. Welcome to Slocum in the Morning, ma'am.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm so glad to be with you today. Thanks. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday is right. Press conference yesterday down at Stone City. I'll let you describe what happened and what y'all are trying to do.
Well, thanks. We are a group of a very diverse group of people from all walks of life. Who have kind of formed this and joined this LLC called Stop North Point. And we hired Bob Fioretti and a team of bulldogged expert attorneys that we've been working with to create a 223-page complaint. It's 40 pages for the complaint, and another, it comes up to 223 pages with all the exhibits and documentation. And we are challenging the city of Joliet and North Point to halt, a permanent halt, completely stop, not allow it to happen. This huge monstrosity, the warehouse development that is going to be five times the size of Midway Airport. And we're making the claim that it is putting into jeopardy the health, the safety, the welfare of all of the people in the community and surrounding areas.
Erin, how is this different than Elwood's lawsuit that they've already won a temporary restraining order and they want an injunction to stop the annexation? How does yours differ? It looks like it goes a little bit deeper in a little bit of a different direction as well on a couple of points.
Correct. First of all, I applaud Elwood for doing what they're doing. They've been up to their elbows in this fight, and we're working with them, and we're so happy that they were able to get that temporary injunction. So they are making claims about the actual hearing and the process of hearing. We have five different counts, and one of them overlaps with Elwood a little bit in terms of the hearing. And the key differences are that Elwood is a governmental body and has certain standing. We as individuals have different standing. And so we're making some of the same assertions, but we go far deeper, far broader. The five counts that we have are, first two are nuisance, so a public nuisance and a private nuisance. This is where we really focus on protecting Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery. So many of our plaintiffs are veterans or have families who are buried at Abe Lincoln, and having a bridge go directly over the cemetery. Not only has the VA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, sent out a tremendous ejection letter, but so many of our families who are going to be impacted when they go and try to visit the cemetery and pray with their loved ones. We're protecting Midwin National Tallgrass Prairie. Mm-hmm. The private nuisance refers to people who are living in the area who are going to have safety issues. We're concerned about children, school buses being impacted. We have two plaintiffs have teenage drivers who are afraid to drive on the roads already, and the increased traffic is going to severely impact safety. We're concerned about the welfare. Property values will go down and taxes will go up. North Point in Kansas was a perfect example of that. The state representative in Kansas provided me with tax documents for neighboring communities. Property taxes went up 60% in 3 years.
Okay.
Because North Point Developments all the tax abatements, the millions and billions of dollars tax abatements that came after the fact, after the development was done, it pushed the burden on the communities and everybody around them.
Okay, so welfare, safety, quality of life, what else you guys got that you're trying to throw at them?
Well, the pre-annexation document is a problem. The contract all by itself is problematic, and our complaint alleges that they failed to comply with their own terms. You know, they put together this document, the pre-annexation, and they don't even meet the expectations, is what our complaint alleges. They don't have proof of ownership of the majority of the property. The petitions for the annexation have forged signatures, according to our
forged
complaint.
Forged signatures?
Yes. The notary, if you take a look at the notarization of the documents, the notary signature is very clearly different on print documents. And so we raised that issue in the complaint. The complaint alleges that it is they are forged signatures. And the dates are inconsistent. There's a problem with the dates. So we're taking a look at, we're asking a judge to take a look at the dates to say, do they meet the 90, does the contract, the pre-annexation contract, meet the 90-day rule?
Okay, all right.
They don't have contiguity. They don't have the FAA property, so they don't meet that standard, and they also don't have the bridge, this bridge over Elwood, over Walter Strong Drive. So we're attacking the contract and the pre-annexation as well.
We're talking with Erin Goller. She is with the Stop North Point people, and I read a press release also. You guys are looking at campaign donations. Is that right?
Oh, yes. North Point Development made one donation to a PAC. And it was an operator's pack. And then that operator's pack turned around and made a donation to Larry Hug. And the amounts were very suspiciously similar. The amount that North Point donated to the pack was $23,200. And Larry Hug's number one donor was the same pack to his Friends of Larry Hug campaign to the tune of $22,763.75. So it's within a couple hundred dollars. And then secondly, the second highest donor for Larry Hug, other than himself, was like $3,500. So it's a tremendous gap. It's a huge difference in the amounts of money.
That one will be tough to stick, though, in a court of law, though, won't it? I mean, I don't think there was anything. Are you saying there's something illegal done there? Because I think a judge might look at that and just say, you know what, that's just, hey, it's a coincidence.
Well, that's why we're asking the judge to take a look at it.
All right.
We're asking the judge to take a look at it. And as Bob Fioretti said yesterday, what we're seeing in all of these hearings is that money talks, and big money talks, and the little guy gets pushed out. And so we're asking the judge to take a serious look at this.
Erin Gallagher with the Stop North Point people, we thank you very much for your time. You guys have a website somewhere, I'm guessing, as well, correct?
Yes. Yes, I want to make sure that everybody understands that Stop North Point is funded by dozens, if not hundreds, of individuals, families, and businesses. We are you and me. We're Republicans, we're Democrats, independents, union, non-union, we're white collar, blue collar. We're Joliet, and we're outside of Joliet. So for all your listeners, we need people to join us and to help push this forward in our cause. Donations can be made to the legal fund. I'm a volunteer. Everybody is volunteering. I've put my own money into this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stopnorthpoint.com. Anonymous donations can be made through the website. There's a big red button when you go to stopnorthpoint.com.
Erin, got to run. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, one thing I want to be perfectly clear. She said normal people like you and me. I'm not. I just want to be perfectly clear, because she said normal people like you and me, to me. She just said that. I am not, nor have I donated, nor will I ever, as a member of the media. I would never do anything like that. I am not part of this StopNorthPoint.com. I know. I think she was just saying just normal people like you and me, but I think it came out a little bit differently, and I want to be sure and be perfectly clear that no, I am not, nor have I, nor will I ever donate to any political action committees or funds, or quite frankly, any political candidates. Never done it, never will. 7:48.